more Idaho Matters right now. Idaho nonprofits are struggling, especially after demand on their services increased dramatically as part of the COVID-19 pandemic. But this is the time of year when nonprofits get a lifeline from our community. It's called Idaho Gives. It's a four-day fundraiser where you can help your favorite nonprofit. And Kevin Bailey with Idaho Nonprofit Center says it's vital, especially for tiny groups that struggle to stay afloat monetarily. Bailey sat down with our very own Morning Edition host, George Prentice, to talk about how nonprofits are doing and how Idaho Gives works.
Kevin, up top, let's talk about the state of Idaho nonprofits in 2023. What's your sense?
Yeah, I think, you know, coming out of COVID, nonprofits really shouldered a lot of that load of getting our communities through the toughest couple of years that we've had. And in our State of the Sector survey that the Idaho Nonprofit Center puts out just last year, we asked nonprofits, you know, about their ability to meet current demand on their capacity. So whether that's nonprofits in housing, trying to keep up with the housing crisis, or childcare, or any of those huge challenges that we have in communities across our state, over half the nonprofits said that they actually had too much demand on their services. Wow. Based on current capacity. So they were unable to fulfill all of those needs that the community was asking of them. And that's, you know, largely due to funding, staff capacity, all of those issues, but funding being the key driver there.
So can I assume that the pandemic saw some nonprofits shrink or go away, but other nonprofits evolve?
Yeah, it's hard to say, you know, in terms of the data lags a little bit and from the IRS in terms of nonprofits that went out of business, for example. I don't anticipate we'd find a lot of nonprofits that went out of business. I think there was a fair amount of funding that came through during the pandemic from local, state, and federal sources that were a boon to nonprofit budgets and helped our communities get through that time. However, that fiscal cliff, as we like to say in the sector, has arrived. And it means, you know, a lot of those federal programs and local programs have dried up, and it's back to, you know, being on the shoulders of individual household donors and community members to support those causes that help drive our community forward.
Kevin, all that said, Idaho Gives is maybe the biggest lifeline for a number of nonprofits, right?
Yeah, it is. It's really the state's largest giving event for nonprofits. Obviously, it's a four-day event. It has been for a couple of years now. And last year, it raised just short of $3.7 million for over 600 nonprofits. So it really is, especially for those small and medium-sized nonprofits that are kind of the lifeblood of the sector. You know, the average budget size for a nonprofit in Idaho is about $150,000 to $200,000 of annual revenue, which means they have maybe one or two staff. The typical nonprofits in the Treasure Valley, you know, might have between 5 and 20 staff. And these are nonprofits dealing with our community's largest challenges, from open space conservation efforts to housing, childcare, and, you know, building out a world-class arts and culture community for our city. So really important work, and Idaho Gives is a part of making sure that those nonprofits can do that work.
And Kevin, often a lot of people may not know the name of a specific nonprofit, but they know where their passion is. And you can help facilitate that, yes?
Yeah, so at idahogives.org, which is the Giving Day website that donors give through for Idaho Gives. So again, idahogives.org. You can actually search by county. You can search by issue area. If you kind of know the name, you can even type a fragment of the name in of the nonprofit. So many ways to find the nonprofits that you're interested in. I know a lot of folks are, you know, passionate about the environment or passionate about animals or whatever it is. You know, you can find those categories there and really sift through. And it's really fun to just go through each nonprofit's page. They all have ownership over their own pages, meaning that they can put their own videos on there, their own stories, what they're raising money for, and tell the story of their organization to the community. And that's a big part of the event, more than just the dollar amount that's raised, is the ability to give nonprofits a platform for our state and understanding, helping the public understand that this sector is so vital to building thriving communities.
And that platform, we've got the modest of nonprofits, the smallest of nonprofits, right? In the same spotlight as the state's largest, you know, hospitals and foundations.
Yeah, absolutely. We have the all volunteer type nonprofits who are running on very, very small budgets, and maybe they have a couple of signature things that they do each year, but they do it with a collection of volunteers and board members and without staff, and that's fantastic. We also have large nonprofits who are at the forefront of solving food insecurity and, like I mentioned, housing, childcare, and some of these really big issues where it does take a larger professional staff to address these issues appropriately. So the balance is there, and it's a really fun event to see that spectrum of the types of organizations that fill the various needs that our state has.
And that was Kevin Bailey with the Idaho Nonprofit Center speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about Idaho Gives, which is going on right now. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.